From KQED in San Francisco, this is the California Report, the statewide news program focusing on the issues, culture, and public affairs of the Golden State.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Visa, offering the Visa Signature Card, featuring concierge services for travel, dining, and entertainment at visasignature.com.
Digital Foundry Business and Software Consulting is proud to support its multinational clientele and the California Report podcast. Digital Foundry, on the web at digitalfoundry.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Dan Dreher. Faculty from the California State University System will strike starting April 10th if they don't reach an agreement with the administration before then. Kelly Wilkinson has more.
Six campuses from CSU's 23 institutions will be the first to strike if current negotiations end without a new contract. A strike would be the system's first, coming after 2 years of stalled negotiations and a faculty pay rate 18% below comparable colleges. Both sides say they hope to settle before the April 6th deadline. Tom McCoy is a professor at Cal State East Bay and a member of the union's bargaining team. He says a strike could be a teachable moment for students who are welcome to join the picket line.
When they see us standing up for our rights and trying to better the situation of the group rather than the individual of that, they will learn from that what civic responsibility is and that sometimes you have to have a backbone.
Bulletin boards and office doors on the Hayward campus were papered with strike support flyers yesterday from students and faculty. Mayuki Takahashi, a student from Japan, sorted through her feelings about what a strike might convey.
If something changed, if the result will change, I think the people learn it. It depends. If the result won't change, then they think that, well, that's useless to do it.
CSU administration officials say students should be left out of the dispute. Clara Potis Fellow, a spokesperson for CSU, says teachers are in a unique position of authority.
They are their instructors and role models. To use that position and authority to recruit students to join them in the picket lines is inappropriate.
Neither side would discuss negotiations, which are ongoing. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa wants a record number of police officers by the end of next year. The plan is part of the mayor's new budget proposal. It calls for a net gain of 260 officers once the department accounts for attrition and retirements. That would bring the total police force to about 9,800 officers. The city would pay for this by raising residential trash collection fees. Villaraigosa unveiled the plan yesterday, the same day that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger met with California mayors and lawmakers to discuss gang violence in the state. Hundreds of Hells Angels bikers are expected in Oakland this weekend for the chapter's 50th anniversary. Oakland police will have extra officers in place, but they say they don't expect any trouble. The security and reliability of the machines used by voters to cast their ballots is once again in question. California's new Secretary of State, Deborah Bowen, has launched a top-to-bottom review of the voting systems used in all 58 counties. But there are serious questions about whether any changes Bowen might demand could be made in time for next February's presidential primary. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers says some wonder whether the never-ending investigations, 3-2-1 presidential primary, Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers says some wonder whether the never-ending investigations may ultimately discourage citizens from voting.
Walk into the warehouse sitting next door to the Stockton Airport, and you will find what amounts to an election in waiting. Here are row after row of what look like, from a distance, computer hard drives. They are computers, and they are the only election system in place here in San Joaquin County. More than 1,600 touchscreen voting machines.
This has been a $5.7 million investment.
Debbie Hinch, the Registrar of Voters in San Joaquin County, helped select these touchscreen machines. Now, less than 4 months after they were last used, there are questions about whether voters here will use them again. The touchscreen machines are easy to turn on, easy to vote with, and Hinch says easy to protect from those who might want to tamper with them.
So you can see that that would be sealed with the tamper evidence seal on the inside. This would have the tamper evidence seal on the outside. Did our system work? We've ran three elections. Out of the three elections, the touchscreens were not challenged. We did not have a recount. We certified three major elections.
But others are not so confident. Electronic touchscreen machines in some situations have been accused of not recording all the votes or of other malfunctions. Now, all touchscreen voting machines in California will be tested again under a new plan from Secretary of State Deborah Bowen, who makes no apologies for putting these machines back under the spotlight.
I campaigned on doing a top-to-bottom review of voting systems. Voters chose me. I believe many voters chose me because they want that kind of rigorous review of the system that determines the most fundamental thing in a democracy.
The new investigation will assess everything from security and accuracy of machines to accessibility for disabled voters. Most of Bowen's proposal focuses on electronic touchscreen machines, even though many California counties still use paper-based voting systems. The only manufacturer who responded to calls for this story, Diebold Election Systems, would only say they are still reviewing the proposal. But what has most caught the attention of voting experts is Bowen's intent to allow teams of investigators to conduct a simulated attack on a touchscreen machine.
You invite in the hackers, the bad guys, and ask them to get into your system.
Bowen says this is standard fare for the computer industry, but it will be the first voting machine test of its kind in California, and for that matter, probably the nation. But local elections officials say that's not the kind of scenario that could play out on Election Day, because numerous poll workers would clearly see someone tampering with a machine.
We're looking for real-world tests, not some kind of theoretical test. In theory, you could probably get into Fort Knox.
Steve Weir, Registrar of Voters in Contra Costa County, is president of the State Association of Clerks and Elections Officers. This week, the association criticized the fact that the new testing will have no way to compare the security risk of touchscreens with the risks of paper-based voting systems, both of which can be tampered with. In fact, Weir thinks more testing simply plays into the hands of electronic voting critics nationwide.
It looks to me as if there is an effort afoot to so encumber these machines that they fall under their own regulatory weight and that you can't use them. And there are people that would like to see that happen.
Most local officials would oppose a ban on touchscreen machines, especially one this year. They say by the time the new review is completed, it will be too late to find replacement machines for 2008. In San Joaquin County, Registrar Debbie Hinch says she worries all of this will be too confusing for voters. That's what she says happened last year when this warehouse full of touchscreen machines had to be modified to meet a new state law.
2006, when we got certified again, we did not have time to go out with our touchscreens and train voters, and it made an impact.
That, it would seem, is the ultimate predicament facing all elections officials in California as the new testing gets underway, ensuring that voters actually know how to cast their ballots in 2008, but also making sure those ballots count. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
And that's the California Report for Friday, March 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, and Jim Bennett. Lissa Mudd and Rory Gallagher directed the show this week. The editor is Kat Snow. And our interns are Colin Musil and Elsa Chang. Victoria Malione and Erica Kelly produced the show. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The managing editor is Susan Kennedy. And our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Dan Dreher. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Walter S. Johnson Foundation and the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.